We just said in Yom Kippur Kotten, I'm reminded, Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloch Loyim Voed. So chronologically, it should have said, Hashem Moloch in Ovar, Hashem Melech in Hoiva, and Hashem Yimloch in Osid. Chronological order is Ovar, Hoiva, and Osid. So why is it Hashem Melech, which is Hoiva, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloch Loyim Voed? So there was a going over here a month or two ago, in Lakewood, a month ago, Simcha Bunim Shaiba. So I heard he said over, he was here in the neighborhood Friday night, and he said over, is nishken kunst zu sagen, der Eibische wird helfen in the future. Is nishken kunst zu sagen, der Eibische hat geholfen. Der Eibische helped in the past tense, when you look back, 2020 vision. The kunst is to leben mit der Eibische in the midst of the hardship. That's why the ik is Hashem Melech. That's why ecologically, even though it might be Ovar, Hoiva, Osid, but we stress Hashem Melech because that's the Ikkah. Hakor in the Eibishter, a person has to have in the Hoiva, when it's in the midst of the hardship, within the Schwerkeiten, that's the Kunst. To verstehen that everything is Yad Hashem. To look back or to say, Sevet Zayin, the Eibishter with Helfen, that's a whole different Bechina than Hashem Melech. We had this morning a Yisoyedes Dekatoisvus that we mentioned briefly in Yuma Daf Nun Dalet. Tois over there discusses that the Gemara says that in Bayis Sheni, even though the Kuvim were either Nignaz one day, or they were Nitlu, they were taken to Bavel, or there's another day they were Nignaz, not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but rather in the Dira Eitzim. But the point is, Bayis Sheni, there was no Kuvim, there was no Oren, there was no Luchos. So the Gemara says, so what's the Pshat that there was, even though there was no Kuvim, it says it says in the Gemara that there was a Paroiches and Kruvim. So Paroiches is Bayis Sheni. What is Kruvim negated to Bayis Sheni? There were no Kruvim. The Gemara Meis says that they rolled up the Paroiches for Klal Yisrael to see Chibosom of the Chibas HaMokom to Klal Yisrael. Me'uchim zeh bazeh. Bayis Rishon you can have that. But Bayis Sheni there are no Kruvim. So what's the Paroiches? And Paroiches wasn't in Bayis Sheni. Paroiches was only in Bayis Sheni, not in Bayis Rishon. Bayis Rishon was an Amatraxin. There was a wall. So the Gemara gives the teretz that there was a Paroiches and there was also a wall. Then the Gemara gives another teretz that Lo'olam and Bayis Sheni, there were takano kruvim, but there were tziyurim on the kirois habayis. That means there were drawings and engravings of the kruvim, mu'urim zebazeh, and Rashi goes so far and he says that when the goyim came in, they were coil of that wall. And that's what they paraded around to show laharis elvosom, to denigrate Klal Yisrael, like the pasuk says, kol mechabder hiziluo kiro elvoso. That's going on the wall itself. Now Tosfos says the big mevucha, are you allowed to draw on the wall paintings and tziurim? So Tosfos starts off and he says that when you have, Tosfos says nishalti, I was asked a question, if you have machzorim with tzuras of chayes and oifos, is that the correct thing to do or not? Amolga machzorim, asidurim, you have pictures of tzuras and chayes and oifos. Zoktosis is shafti, devada lo yofa, why is it not lo yofa? Not because of the loisas and lechopesel, but b'toich shemistaklim b'tzuras alolu, ein mechavnim libom la'avim shebashamayim, it's a distraction. That's the reason. The reason is because of a distraction. In the etzim loisas alecho, that's not, Tosfos goes at length and he says why there's no problem in the etzim loisas alecho. It's not boilet, it's not something that is engraved, either that it's shakua, it's engraved, indented, or that it's boiled, that it pops up. That is called a blita and a shakua. Masha'enken, it's tzir ba'alma, which is a drawing, that does not have the din of loisas alecho. Now, lemaisa in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin in Simen Tzadi, that a person should not daven neged etzura. Even though mitzad loisas alecho, there might not be a problem. Like Tosfos says, tziurim is not a problem. It's not shakua boilet. However, you shouldn't be mispal kenegdom. And the reason is, pashtas, because even though there's no problem of avodah zarah, but because of a distraction. As the Rambam Moshe says, the reason is because it's a distraction, like Tosfos says. The Beis Yosef brings another reason. The reason is, shelo yeh nira kemishtach v'lehem. It shouldn't look like you're looking into a siddur, you're looking into a wall with a tzir, like a mishtach v'tu it. And the Mishaburi over there says, that's why a person shouldn't, b'shem de radvaz, a person shouldn't daven keneged bua, meaning a bua means his own image. a reflection or a mirror like we have today. Why? Because it looks like you mispalel, you mishtachav it to yourself. Nafkamina between the two reasons, is it because of a distraction? Or shelo yiroi kemishtachav? Simple nafkamina would be if you close your eyes. If you close your eyes, so it's not a distraction. You're not distracted. But if it's because nira kemishtachav, so even if you close your eyes, you shouldn't daven in front of this image. Now there was a big mevucha already a few hundred years, really, between Ashkenaz and Medina Sfarad. Because in Medina Sfarad, over there, even in Arab countries, they were vehemently opposed to any pesel, any tziur. So the Chachmei Sfarad already a few hundred years enacted not to have any tziurim in the Beis Knesses. Why? Because they didn't want that the Muslims and the Goyim should use it as a reason to destroy the Beis Knesses. So even though there was a minhag kadmon in Ashkenaz to be ma'at to the Beis Knesses, and that taka took place in the Churva when they rebuilt it. They rebuilt it, 15 years ago. So they rebuilt it like the original tziurim that they had. The original building of the Churva took place by the Talmidei Hagro, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Tzorev, by Zayde, Rabbi Yehoshua Schwartz, and others, Zunda Salant, that were involved in redeeming the whole history behind it in Tovkuf Tzadi Beis, and afterwards in the 1830s, redeeming it from the Pacha, they had to get back from the Ashkenazim to have the Churva. When they built it, so they built it with Tziurim. When they reenacted it now, they rebuilt it now, it was the same Tziurim. There were Dmuyos of the Dalad Orim Kedoshim, Yushalayim, Chevron, Tzvas and Tverya. You see, look up in the Churva on the ceiling, you'll see Dmuyos of Yushalayim, the Makam HaMikdosh, you see the Koysel, you see Tzvas, you see Tverya images, you see the different Dalad Orim Kedoshim, and Chevron, you see Maris HaMachpelah, and then I think they even have maybe Chayos, Arroyos, lions. Those are the images not made up now, those are the original images that they had then. And it was Taka Minik to be Mitzayer in Botek Nesiyos, these things. Now what's the purpose? The Amos says, and Taisovia says, you shouldn't have it as a distraction. So if it's not Boilet, and it's not Shakua, and it's not in your face, so then it's not a distraction. Bibalt over there, it's the ceiling over there, is 100 feet up, if not more, so it's not a distraction. Faker, it's a no for the Beis Knesses. Why is it a no? There was an Indian that there was a minute cutman to make Dafka Arayos, Dafka lions. You see, even in shuls, in Europe, many shuls, and it's all also you see about Aron Kodesh, you see Luchois, and you see two lions, one on each side. What's the purpose of lions? Because lions is an Aryeh, which is the Melech of the Chayos. He's also being Meshabeach Deibesh, he's Meshubah to the Melech Malchem Lachem. That was maybe the reason why that, even in the Rias of the Mishkan, there was one side, there was a Pnei Aryeh. So Akaponim, that was a minute to make an Aryeh. Neshe Aryeh, so that was why they did it in Shul. Now, when they rebuilt the Churva, it was not an issue because it was taken not facing you, it's way up there. And it's not Boilet and Shaku either. Now, Mitzad the Etzem Din of making Chayos, so it's really referring to the Chayos of the Merkava. Loisaz and Iti, that means the Pnei Odom, Nesher, Aryeh, and the Shor. Those are the Pnei Chayos that are Meshamshim Bekoidish, the Meshamshim Lamala. And it really means Loisasun means all together. So if you make one Be'etzim, it's not a problem. So the problem only starts when you make all four of them. The same thing is when it comes to the Shemesh V'Reach Rechovim. If a person draws, Tziur is not a problem. Even if Tziur is a problem, there's two dais. So if you don't draw the whole thing, and if you're making it missing and lacking, so Vaiti not drawing the whole thing. Tosis says the Svara, when it comes to even the Kli HaMikdash, Leisasin Iti the Kalim. So because the Kalim have an exact measurement, so the issue is to make that exact measurement. If you make a table that's exactly the shear of the Shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash, that is considered Mishtamash B'Kli HaMikdash. But if you don't make it exact, then it's not. So something that you could make exact, the issue is only to make it exact. And that's why we don't make a menorah of Shiva Kanim, like in the Beis HaMikdash, if it's Mateches, obviously, if it's a similar. But something that you can't make exact, like the Shemesh in the Reach Kechovim, you're not going to make it exact. It's impossible to draw it exact. It's not something that we can measure. So but there would be a tzad, even if you do not make it the exact measurement, because you never can make the exact measurement. So it is an inyan when you draw, if on the tzadat the machmirim hold that even a tziur is also, so you mechaser from the shemesh. You mechaser, and you don't make it exact, meaning you're missing something. Rav Vozna, I think in his tshuva, he writes, a svara, Friedrich can bring the svara, that by the yireach, since the yireach is mismayit throughout the month, so over there, making it less is not called making less, because the moon, be'etzim, has a tzir of less. It's not always full. It depends what when in the month. So the moon, you would have to make a pgima sort of thing, besides the way it appears, the beginning of the month versus the middle and versus the end, you'd have to make a different type of thing to make it less. That's if you're going l'chumra, that even a tzir is also. But me'ikir adin, it's only shakua, it's only if it's a boilet, it's only if it's dalad, chayos together, l'sas and iti, meaning all together, and it's only if the mishamshim, meaning the shemesh yireach, dmus odom, is also one of the mishamshim that you have in the kisei kovod. And the klei mikdosh, like we said, is only when it's exact. So any kale, otherwise the person can never make a table. It has to be exactly that measurement. It's not probable that you make it imamish like that measurement. And that is what comes out in this Tosfos al kaponim. We see that in the Beis HaMikdosh, the Gemara says that there was tziurim, and there were taka on the walls, and based on the fact that it's not shakua or boilet, and the fact that it's a tziur, which Tosfos calls over there bottle to the wall, chelik of the koisel, likewise, that was the minig to be mahader, to be misnoya in the batei knesiyos, and they made tziurim. So you see those old shuls, it's based on this yesoid, as long as it doesn't interfere. If it interferes, if it's a distraction, that's really a whole different story. But if it's not in your face, in the siddur, in the chumash, where you're looking at, while you're davening, or if it's not directly facing you, so then it's higher up, that would be the reason why it would be mutter.